Claro. Let us have a word of prayer. Father God, we come to you thanking you so much for waking us up this morning with a mind to serve you. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We give you all the glory and the honor. We extol you and adore you on today. Lord, we thank you that, hallelujah, without you, we're nothing, but with you, all things are possible. Father, I thank you so much for Minister Dr. P.K. Roberts, and I thank you for Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord, we thank you because if it had not been for them obeying you, Father, we would not be able to come together. So, Lord, we just ask that you will bestow a special blessing upon them today in the mighty name of Jesus. And we won't fail to praise you. You know the desires of their heart. Father, you know the prayer that they have prayed. And we ask him that you will answer it. To God be the glory in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for our Alo International. Lord Jesus, we thank you for Artist International. And we give you all the glory, but the founders, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we won't fail to praise you. We ask you to grant them the desires of their heart as well, Lord. Thank you for Papa answering the call, Lord, for him running with the vision, Lord, and enabling us to come together. Lord, I thank you for all my sisters and my brothers on this call, Lord. We thank you for the connection in the mighty name of Jesus, and I'm asking that you will bless them. And Lord, as the speaker come forth, speak through them in the name of Jesus. Have thine own way, Lord. Speak to our hearts, and we won't fail to give you the glory. We won't fail to give you the honor, and we won't fail to give you the praise, because you too are worthy of all the glory. We love you, Lord, and we need you. We know we can't make this journey without you. We say once again, have thine own way in Jesus' name. Amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Wanda. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away. May God continue to bless you all richly.
Amen, amen. And I want to say thank you, Minister Wanda, for seating and greeting the people. And then I want to say good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the fabulous city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greetings. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God the reverence, praise, glory, and honor that is due him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God, the super fantastic Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. When God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know God does all things decent and order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call with prayer, we end this call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. If you want to rehear today's message or listen to the current message, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. All of the messages have been recorded and archived from the inception of this call and can be played back by visiting our website, themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team, or if you have a word stored up in your belly, or if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, our prayer general, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call hosted by Godmother Platinum President Dorothy Cook and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artists International. They have this call to keep us informed, energized, and moving forward to enhance the lives of others. That number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598#. So we know that we get together each Monday through Friday to hear what thus says the Lord. And today's chosen mouthpiece is none other than Co-Pastor LaVonna Lewis. Co-Pastor was born in Las Vegas, Nevada on August 1st, 1972 to a single teenage mother. Co-Pastor LaVonna Lewis seemed destined to be another statistic, but what the devil meant for bad, God used for good. It was at a very young age that she knew her life was different from others and that she was called by God to be set aside for his use. At the age of 13, she realized that even though she was brought up in the church, that she needed to make her relationship with God personal. She was filled with the Holy Ghost at the age of 14, began preaching the gospel at many churches around Las Vegas. At the age of 17, she was ordained as an evangelist and a youth pastor by 19. Together with her husband, overseer Eugene P. Lewis, she co-pastored and founded Lion of Judah Ministries in January of 2004 with the mandate of equip the saints, win the lost, and recover the backslider. Co-Pastor LaVonna has over 12 years of experience being a youth pastor, serving under her great-grandmother, Pastor Al Marie Gasson, as well as serving alongside her husband as Anointed Tabernacles assistant pastors for 9 years. Pastor Lewis is a graduate of the University of Phoenix, Arizona, where she received her bachelor's degree in human health services with a minor in organizational management, graduating with her BS. She is also a graduate of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, where she has earned a master's degree in special education and graduated magna cum laude. On May 11, 2013, Pastor Lewis earned her second master's degree, a Master's of Divinity, with distinction. She has also completed 1 year of coursework and her residency towards her doctorate in education. She has a successful radio ministry, traveled preaching the gospel, trained young people to live life of abstinence and virtue, and prepared those who were called to preach, teaching them how to live a life that they preach about. She's a wife, a mother, a daughter, a teacher, a student, a friend, a counselor, and so I present to some and introduce to others none other than Co-Pastor LaVonna Lewis. Co-Pastor, are you there?
I am. God bless you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take the floor. It's yours.
Thank you so much. God bless all of you who are so faithful to be on this call. Those of you who are new and this is your first time, we greet you in divine love, and we thank you for taking your time to start your morning to hear from the Word of God. We are grateful for the visionaries and for all of the artisans that make this call possible. And, of course, we are grateful to God for this opportunity to wake up another day, another chance to be a blessing to someone and to be blessed by him. I come to you today, of course, from the wonderful city of Las Vegas, Nevada, where our own owners and mama and papa, Diaz de Leon, reside and where our corporate offices for artists is located. I am a native, as you heard, of this city, born and raised and grateful for it. Many call it Sin City, but we like to call it Grace City because the Bible says that where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. And so we're grateful for the grace in this city. I come to you to ask you just a couple questions and to share my heart with you for just a moment. Ever felt like you've suffered too much loss? Ever felt as though, God, enough is enough. I can't take another devastating blow. I can't deal with anything else horrible happening in my life. It seems as though as soon as I come out of one situation, my God, another situation happens. Well, I come to you to talk to you that you and tell you that you are not the only one who's ever felt this way. The Bible clearly talks to us about a man who had been a fugitive from his mentor and had been in exile amongst the Philistines, about 30 years old. He was had hid from this man who was trying to kill him, and he had been trying to be loyal, trying to be faithful, yet the jealousy of this man ran him off. And, of course, those of you who are in, if you want to go to just 1 Samuel, the 27th chapter, 29th chapter, all the way to the 30th chapter, I'm going to be focusing 29 and 1 all the way to 30, you'll know I'm talking about King David. And here we have David, and he is just running for his life, basically has hid out in exile from Saul because Saul seeks his life, seeks to kill him. And so up until this point, like I said earlier, David had been trying to be so faithful to him and not wanting to retaliate. But as you know the story, those of you who don't know the story, again, 1 Samuel 29 and 1, and just go and read on down, and we're going to go into 30. But I'll give you a quick synopsis. And he had been running, and he had been loyal. And so the Philistines had gathered all their forces together because they were getting ready to come against and combat Saul and his men. And so David here was following behind, but of course he was with the person who was protective all this time. His name is Achish. And so he was with him, and he was the king of the Philistine city of Gath. And so he wanted to be with him, but you got to imagine that as much as David ran from Saul and was protected, he still loved Saul. And he definitely loved Jonathan. And so he didn't want to fight them. And God came and saved him. And even though they battled for a little bit, the Philistine leaders had heard that there were some Israelites in the background. And so they sent David and his men home. And so David and his men in a three-day, 50-mile journey to Ziklag, from Ziklag, they got back home to return and find out that their wives and their children had been taken. God, can you imagine to have to leave to this journey? You already just coming out of one battle. You think God saved you because now I don't have to fight against my mentor. I don't have to fight against my folks. And you think God saved me, but I'm tired. I'm worn out. Me and David, 600 men, him and his men are tired. But now, according to 30 and 1 Samuel 31 and 2, it says that the Amalekites had raided the Negev and Ziklag, and they had attacked Ziklag and burned it, and had taken captive the women and all who were in it, both young and old. But they killed none of them. They just carried them off as they went on their way. And the exhausted warriors are now beside themselves. The Bible talks about in 1 Samuel 30 and 4 that they wept, that they cried all night until they had no strength left. Have you ever been through something so bad you just cried until you said, I can't even cry anymore. All my tears are gone. And so they cried so bad. And now, according to 30 and 6, the Bible says that now the men, now David was greatly distressed because the men were mad at David and they spoke of stoning him. They were so bitter and they were so angry and they were so mad. And sometimes when people get mad, they want to blame somebody. Somebody is the cause of this. And so being that David was their leader, of course, David is the one that they chose to blame. And so the Bible tells us how they thought of stoning him and they wanted his life, and David had to go off to the side and encourage himself. He had to leave. And one of my favorite verses is in 30 and 6, where it says, but David found strength in the Lord his God. Other translations are seen as he strengthened himself or he encouraged himself. That verb basically just that means to become strong and strengthened, to prevail, to harden, to be courageous. He had to find in God some strength. You ever been through a situation and say, look, it feels like everybody is against me. The folk who was calling me family at one time, the people who I worked with, people I was in business with, we were tight, we were close, we were lovers, we were friends. Sometimes you feel like you're sleeping with the enemy. Come on. Sometimes you feel like the people that you are the closest with now have turned on you. And here we had to go and see David. And David, imagine David and 600 men just weeping, and now they mad, and they cussing, and they blaming, and they taking rebellion, and he got to go sit over to the side of himself and quietly just get in a place with God. Sometimes when you're going through situations and it's hard and it's rough and you're lonely and you're pitiful and you feel like the whole world is turned against you, you got to get off somewhere to yourself and encourage yourself like David. David refused to be defensive. He refused to be reactionary and react to these folks, because sometimes we'll be quick to react to people. They don't like me, so I don't like them. No, no, no. David said, look, I can't react to that. I got to get my mind together. I got to connect with the Lord, because remember, they weren't the only ones suffering. David was too. David lost his two wives and his children as well. Sometimes folks don't care that you went through. They can only be selfish and think about what they went through. But look, David said, I can't focus on y'all right now. I know you want me dead. I know you want to kill me. I know you mad at me. You think that I've led you wrong. I led you off, because the men were saying, look, we could have been here watching over our women and children. David said, I understand that. But look, I got to go over here and I got to get myself built up, because I got to figure out what to do next. And I could just imagine David over there in the corner, and I could just say, if you think about the Psalms that he's written, you know, Psalms 18:6 said, in my distress I called to the Lord, and I cried to God for help. I could imagine him over there just quoting Psalms 27:1-2, or writing it, I should say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? The Lord is my stronghold of life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me and devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they'll stumble and fall. Come on, I can imagine. Can you see David sitting over there just writing psalms to God, writing psalms? He was writing Psalms 56:1-4. He was telling God, be merciful to me, O God, for lofty men pursue me. All day long, they press their attack. My slanderers pursue me all day long. Many are attacking me in their pride. When I am afraid, I will trust in you, God, in whose word I praise. And in God I trust. I will not be afraid. What can mortal man do to me? We got to get like David. We got to be able to just sit with his tumultuous, when things are rough, when stuff is coming against us, we got to try to rob Paul to pay Peter, when the business don't want to act right, when your children don't want to act right, when your spouse don't want to act right, when you don't want to act right, when your own body comes against you. There's times when your body will ache so, and your body, you'll want it to do one thing and it'll do another. There's times you want to stay up and it want to fall asleep. You want to fall asleep and it want to stay up. Come on, you got to come to yourself and be like Paul said in Psalm 62:1-2, my soul shall find rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. And then we got to take a look and tell, look, say, just after all is said and done, I'll bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. David had to get encouraged and had to build himself up. There's going to be times there ain't going to be a Hammond B3 to play the music. The shouting music won't get cued. There won't be any drums. There won't be a preacher. It won't be a prophet that's going to come tell you that what thus said the Lord. There won't be an evangelist to come preach a message to you. Pastor won't be able to, as much as you love your humble servant, your wonderful pastor, he won't be there. What you going to do when it's time to go get your stuff back, when the enemy has come and taken and ripped from you stuff that you know God gave to you? What you going to do? You got to get like David. David said, look, I got to consider my actions. I had to encourage myself, but now that I've encouraged myself, now I got to go take a look. I got to go and get my stuff back. And when it's time to go get your stuff back, What you going to do? Because if you keep reading on, the Bible tells us how he kept going and he kept going. And then he went to take the 600 men and said, come on, y'all, let's go. And the Bible tells us in verses 9 and 10 in that same chapter of 30, how 200 men say, look, we tired. We done went through this bizarre ravine. We done got exhausted. We can't move no more. The floor had probably got eroded from all of the flooding, and they were tired. They had fought already in the other war. Come on, now we got to try to tread through here. We done walked 50 miles to get home, and we're tired, and we can't make it no more. We're physically and we're emotionally exhausted. Paul, look, David could have said, all right, I'm mad, you know, forget y'all, I can't trust y'all no more. But look, he just took the 400 and just went on. Sometimes you got to just, you can't get mad, you can't get upset, you can't get depressed, you got to just keep it pushing. Go back to the message I preached about. Sometimes you just got to take the ones that's willing to go and say, come on, y'all, we going to go then. And he left the others. But if you go on to read, the Bible says that he went and he beat the Amalekites, him and his 400, they got victory. And the word said that the victory was so complete, so wonderful, so fierce, until the Amalekites weren't even mentioned in the Bible as being their opponents again for another 300 years. I promise you, God is going to give you a victory that's going to make the enemy back up off you, going to make them back off your family. My God, come on. Somebody claim that. Say, look, I'm getting ready to whoop the devil. I'm getting ready to go into a worship so deep that I'm getting ready to whoop this devil. I'm getting ready to defeat this enemy once and for all. And my children, I'm getting ready to recover everything the enemy took from me. Go get your stuff back. Go get your power back. Go get your patience back. Go get your faith back. Go get your business back. Take your family back. That belongs to you, and no enemy has right to it. And you got to get a godly kind of anger that makes you go into worship and say, look, I need to focus on who the real enemy is. David said, look, the 200 of y'all that stayed ain't the real enemy. The 600 of y'all that wanted to stone me ain't the enemy. The real enemy here is the Amalekites, the folk that got my stuff. I want to encourage you today that you got to go back, and you got to, that husband that thought he walked away, you got to go into prayer and worship and get your husband back. That wife that thought they wanted to walk away from the marriage, go into prayer and worship, encourage yourself and get your stuff back. When David went and got his stuff back, the Lord blessed him so until he got his spoil and the spoil that was taken from the earlier fight. And he split it up amongst the men, even the 200 that didn't go. Even the folk who wouldn't bless you after God brings you out of this, bless them anyway. I love you, and I come to encourage you that it is enough, enough. God, help us to learn how to strengthen ourselves. Help you. My prayer for you today as I get off this call is that you learn how to be strengthened, that you learn that it is in worship you're going to get your stuff back. Go encourage yourself. Don't wait for nobody else to come do it. If folk come do it, that's wonderful. These calls every morning are wonderful. They're glorious, and you should be on them. We should be on them every morning because they feed us. They give us what we need to continue our day. But if this call ceased today, if this is the last message you ever hear today, you better know how to get to God in prayer. You better get like David and say, look, God, I don't fear no man, but you, I'll follow to the ends of the earth. You, I'll worship. You, I'll praise. Your praise will be on my lips. I'll extol you forever. God bless you. Be encouraged. Go get your stuff back. It's in your power to do it. It's just waiting on you to come get it. Can you know Amalekite keep what God gave to you? Be blessed.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for that on-time word, Co-Pastor LaVonna Lewis. I'll be calling you back for the benediction. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for the woman of God that you sent to us this morning to tell us we have to know how to get to you, how to be able to do our part, how to be able to pray our way through and get our stuff back. We ask that you just continue to be an ever-present help for her. Touch her ministry, her marriage, her children, everything that she puts her hand to, let it prosper. Continue to lead and guide her and order her steps, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for the woman of God, and we praise you because we know that she is your daughter and that she came forth with a word from the throne room today. So, Lord, we ask that you just continue to be a hedge of protection around her and her family. Keep her safe. Keep her body in good health. And just keep her in your perfect peace as she keeps her mind on you. Lord, we thank you for the two women of God who founded this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord, you know what they need. Father God, continue to give them your peace that passes all understanding. Be their strength in the time of need. Continue to comfort their families in the time of loss. Just continue to just be the light unto their feet and a lamp unto their path. Order their steps, O Heavenly Father. We know that only you are in control and can do it. We thank and praise you for the Des de Leon family and Artists International. Father, be a hedge of protection around this company whose principles are faith, family, and lifestyle as we are reloaded and revamped and restored and returned to right relationship, O God. Lord, we know that this is a time of sifting and shifting, Lord, and as we go through the process, the growing pains, O God, let us not run, let us not get weary in well-doing, but let us stand firm, knowing that you have ordained this thing. So, Father, we ask that you just touch the bereaved families, Lord. You know each and every one by name. You know that you are their peace. Be their peace that passes all understanding. Comfort them. Be a ever-present help in their time of need, O Lord. Father God, sickness and disease are all names and must bow down to the name of Jesus. So right now, we just call on you to heal those who are infirm, to touch their bodies, touch their minds. Keep them in good spirits as you take them through this process, oh God. So we just want to continue to always give you the praise, glory, and honor that is due you. And as we continue to walk this thing out called life, we are going to be in relationship, personal relationship with you, God, one-on-one, where we spend time in prayer, where we spend time praising you simply because you are God. So we just want to love you, magnify your name, and give you the praise and glory and honor that is due you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. If you want to listen to this message again, and I know you do, you can call for today's message at 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-pound. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-pound. You should go ahead and send this information out on Facebook and all your social medias because this is a word that we all need to hear. Pastor LaVonna, could you come back and give us our benediction?
Amen. Father, we thank you that in the times that we are just utterly shattered, that you're with us. We thank you, God, that when it feels that everyone has left us, you're with us. We bless your name, God, Lord, and we ask you, God, that you would help us to learn, Lord, to receive our strength from you and you alone. We ask, God, that you would help us, God, that instead of reacting to the enemy and the attack of the enemy, God, that you would give us the offense, God. Put us on the offensive rather than the defensive. Let us start upsetting hell, God. Let us start just causing the enemy to have a meeting about us because he's confused and he's bewildered because we're still worshiping you in spite of all the drama he brings us. Father, we thank you, God, that you are teaching us to make wise decisions about our future. You're teaching us how to seek your wisdom and how not to lean to our own understanding, God, when we plan our next move. And, Lord, we thank you that the next move is going to be in you and not of our own selves, of our own flesh. Now, Lord, we ask that you would help us to rightfully get back the stuff that belongs to us because we're in covenant with you. There is a covenant blessing that you have for us that the enemy cannot touch, that he cannot have. Teach us, God, how to go back and reclaim the things that we have sat back and allowed the enemy to take so easily. Father, we thank you for this call. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your empowerment. And we thank you, God, for your love and that you are in covenant with us. And as you have spoken, it is so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Be blessed.